Philadelphia City Council will consider legislation to make it easier for developers to build affordable housing. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, the bills will be introduced today.
If the package is passed, it would take less time for affordable housing developers to clear the approvals process. That includes securing permits from the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections and zoning variances from the Zoning Board of Adjustment. Councilmember Jamie Gauthier is pushing for these changes as part of a broader campaign to protect and expand the city's supply of affordable housing.
We have to build many, many more units and preserve many more units in order to meet the affordable housing need in our city. And that means cutting red tape because at the place we're in right now, it would take us about two centuries to have the level of affordable housing units that we need to meet the crisis.
The legislative package coincides with Mayor Sherelle Parker's effort to preserve or build 30,000 units of housing during her first term in office. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.
Former New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez got a long prison sentence Wednesday after being convicted of corruption and bribery. Here's WHYY's David Matthau.
A federal judge sentenced Menendez to 11 years in prison. Donald Sherman, the executive director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, said the former New Jersey senator's blatant corruption made a mockery of the Senate, and he believes the punishment is appropriate.
The sentencing is deserved accountability based on his egregious violations of office. That's the appropriate sentence. Of course, it's unfortunate.
Before the judge announced Menendez's sentencing, the Democrat told the court, quote, "Other than my family, I have lost everything I ever cared about. Every day I'm awake is a punishment." His attorneys say they will appeal his conviction. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Sixers beat the Kings 117-104. Devils shut out the Flyers 5-0. It's WHYY.